It has been 8 years since Arizona voters passed medical marijuana, and some patients still face prosecution. It's a legal dispute headed to the state Supreme Court. And KJZZ's Will Stone reports on one man whose case could depend on what they decide.
Adam Wanko didn't hide his marijuana from the officer who pulled him over. The 48-year-old was making a trip north from Phoenix and driving with a suspended license.
He asked me if I had any drugs in the car, and I gave it to him, and I gave him my card also because I knew that he was going to want to see that.
The officer informed Wanko his car would be towed, then turned his attention to a cosmetic container in the center console with a small lump of honey-colored wax. Wanko explained it was cannabis oil he'd picked up from a medical marijuana dispensary.
And when he came back, he informed me that he was going to arrest me for possession of a narcotic. Really, I thought he was joking at first. He never said just kidding, though.
Instead, he booked Wanko into county jail on felony drug charges. For Wanko, the situation quickly changed from baffling to terrifying.
I wasn't able to see my doctor or go to my treatments. My dose of chemotherapy took 3 days to administer to me, and I did it once every 3 weeks.
Wanko's driver's license photo shows a large lump protruding from his neck, squamous cell carcinoma, stage 4. Wanko had begun using medical marijuana, like the wax, as a last resort for managing the side effects.
I don't know if I'd be alive right now if I didn't have it. I know that my doctor was going to cut me off of treatment because I lost 80 pounds over a period of weeks and I was emaciated.
Wanko had stopped working because of his illness and couldn't afford the $2,500 for his release. As the days went by, he worried he'd never get out.
So I have a tube that goes into my jugular and then down my jugular into my heart, and that's what they would put the chemo in. I was telling them, look, I got this condition here, you know, but they weren't sympathetic toward that.
About 2 weeks later, a friend discovered he was in jail and managed to get him out. Another county, that bit of cannabis wax may never have landed Wanko in jail. But he'd unknowingly strayed into one of the zip codes where this product, sold in nearly every dispensary under the guidance of the state health department, is deemed a narcotic, illegal, even for patients with medical marijuana cards.
It just doesn't make sense for the government to okay to sell it to the population and then arrest me for having it. That means that when I'm convicted, that the health department is basically okaying the sale of narcotics to the populace.
This dilemma has gone on for years in Arizona without any clear resolution. But this summer, it took on new urgency when the state appeals court upheld the conviction of another patient who went to prison for cannabis oil. He'd been arrested in the same place as Wanko, Yavapai County, where the top prosecutor, Sheila Polk, happens to be one of the most vocal opponents of marijuana. She spoke to KJZZ in September about the appeals court ruling.
This case affirmed the way cannabis has always been treated in this county by my office, which is that it's a narcotic drug. So we haven't changed how we do business at all.
Polk's office is now arguing that case in front of the Arizona Supreme Court. And what's decided may determine whether patients like Wanko go to prison. And he has no wiggle room, because there are already several drug-related felonies on his record. His presumptive sentence is 10 years for the cannabis oil. Jared Keenan used to represent people like Wanko as a public defender in Yavapai County.
They're going after those least able to fight back, indigent, poor criminal defendants.
Keenan now works for the ACLU, one of the groups asking the Supreme Court to exonerate patients like Wanko. He says Arizona's voter-approved medical marijuana law clearly includes these products.
At the time that they possessed this cannabis, they would have had no indication whatsoever that this was illegal.
Patients aren't the only ones confused. After Wanko's arrest, jurors repeatedly tried to clarify the laws in play and why he was being charged. Court records show them questioning the prosecutor, who later claimed that dispensaries, the very ones regulated by the state, were illegally selling the product. One thing that was never mentioned to the grand jury? Cancer. Adam Wanko's cancer.
This isn't like a misunderstanding about a tax form. This is like a medical condition that I was dealing with to save my life.
Wanko's still fighting the case, but he says it's hard to stay optimistic. Not that long ago, he was so worried he almost took a plea deal, 2.5 years.
When I had to sign right there and it said that I'm admitting guilt, how do you do that? How do you do that? You know, how do you do that after, you know, what I've been through?
Wanko says he never intended to be some martyr for medical marijuana. He just knows it helped him hold on. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.